Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fans with me, your host, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and our guest, hilarious comedian, a JFL new face.
Yeah, last year. What's up?
Yeah. Really funny. All the time you can see him at New York Comedy Club, at the Cellar.
Brendan Sagalow, everyone. Thank you. Step, clap, 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 clap. Do you do that for every guest? Do you say they're like something that they're like a credit of theirs?
I try to. Yeah. I think it's a nice thing to do.
That is a nice thing to do.
I try to be like, you know, I think try to be considerate of others.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll tell you what. Someone with this nice of a house doesn't get this way by being considerate of others.
You were 30 minutes late. Maybe that's why you're poor.
It's not my fucking fault. I got to take the goddamn train all the time.
Whose fault is it? You're a white man.
I don't know. I know. I know. I'm doing everything that I think is fine. And it's just not working out. And I can't, you know, I have to take the train because I'm poor.
That's not true. Things are working out for you. You're thriving, Brendan
Sagalow. You want to see my bank account? You want to see how much money I have in my fucking bank account right now?
We just paid rent 3 weeks ago. You know, it's probably not as, you know, big.
Yeah, you know, nice try.
Inflated as it normally is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And with the writer's strike.
I'm sure you took a major hit.
Oh, I got such a hit because I'm such a writer.
When I think of a writer's room, I don't think of one without you in it.
Yeah.
Every time I see a sketch, I'm like, oh, that's that Sagalow spin.
Well, that's what my agent said. He went, oh, you know, with the writer's strike, a lot of actors are going back to comedy, which is why we can't get you in the rooms. I mean, what an excuse that is, huh?
Yeah.
What a nice excuse that was.
Yeah. Well, at least they're talking to you.
Yeah.
My manager fucking takes every Saturday off, if you know what I mean.
Who is your manager?
Nobody.
Oh.
He knows who he is, and he knows I love him.
Does he watch this?
He sometimes, if he likes the guest, so that's really on you.
I don't care if people like me.
That's evident in your physique.
I know. Oh, my God. Fuck you. I just agreed to that. And then it like...
You don't have to care about people liking you anymore. You're in a committed monogamous relationship. Isn't there like an element of safety in there that's like... I know every time I'm madly in love, there's a part of me that's like, fuck all of you guys. I don't care. I have the person who I like the most likes me back.
Yeah. It's nice to have somebody that, you know, I've been actually really trying to do shrooms a couple days ago. And I've been really trying to like be like... It's not about money.
But it's not.
It's about people and the relationships you have and the love that you surround yourself with.
I think it's about generosity. And like, you don't have to have money to be generous because you can be generous with your time. You can be generous with your favors, with like things that you do for people without them really even asking.
Okay.
Saying yes when people ask for help.
I do that all the time.
See, yeah.
The problem is I do all this stuff and...
You've never done anything for me.
I came and I did this podcast.
All right, before that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've never really done... But you've never needed me for anything.
That's not true, Brendan.
Oh, good. What have you needed me for?
Nothing. I'm just being a cunt. No, of course you are. And you help people.
Whatever. I don't want this to be this. That sucks. You know, I'm just, you know, it is what it is. I forgot my anniversary. If you noticed that I made a really nice post on my wall for my girlfriend.
Well, I've never been in a relationship that had an anniversary. So to me, you're already like doing a lot having one.
I'm not really into anniversaries. I'm not like that kind of guy.
But if you had one and remembered it other years, I think that that's good. How many have you had? What one was this?
This is number two. And I forgot number one as well. So technically, it's starting to become an anniversary of times I forgot.
You know what it sounds like to
if
me?
It's a tradition.
It sounds like she has an anniversary and you're just like, I do too, I guess.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she remembers all that stuff.
I feel like both of you got to be in on stuff like that.
Yeah. No? I mean, I got to. Yeah. That's. What happened to the producer here that would be like, fuck that. Fuck that shit.
I've been single for a long time. I'm more asking than I am like saying. I'm like questioning.
I have to start like giving a shit about that stuff. Because once you just give a shit, then it's like a habit to do. Because I didn't care about anything. And now I get all my friends' birthday gifts and Christmas gifts. And that started as a fucking slog. You know, when they're like, you know, you go to the podcast and Feeny's got Canon a gift for Christmas. And I'm standing like, there like a fucking jerk off.
I didn't fucking know we were doing presents.
Yeah, going, hey, I'm the gift. Being your friend is a gift.
My presence is a gift. I'm not doing arts and crafts for you. No. People act like you can always do a homemade gift. It's still going to cost me $20 at Party City just for me to make something that you're going to throw away.
Fuck a homemade gift. I don't even like that shit. I like getting my friends stuff. I like going like, these were actually a gift. These shoes were a gift for my birthday, which is so much better. I mean, if these were like... Dude, making shit sucks. Sucks ass. Sorry.
I can't make anything.
Oh, that's
sad. I can't draw. I have no style.
Did
like
you
visually
set up the feng shui
this
of your...
Yeah, this is all me.
Then you're gonna, you can make feng shui. Look,
no.
You got a couch right there that faces nothing.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Why?
For
why
Nicole.
Is there?
Where's Nicole supposed to sit?
Did you get that... okay, so does Nicole take the couch when she leaves?
No, I let her keep it here.
Like, all right. Can
I, do you want to know what that is? You know the company that makes this?
No. Why? You know the company of everything?
No,
who
I don't
makes
know.
This?
I don't remember. I bought it in like Chinatown. This is leather. This is expensive. But this was not. It is a Dickies prison cot.
Yeah, I bet it has a lot of Dickies.
You guys
on
know
it.
Dickies, right?
Yeah.
They make prison wear, and that's a Dickies prison cot.
What does that mean? Like,
it's
that's in prison?
It's in prisons everywhere across the country, I'm sure.
Is it?
This make and model.
It
yes.
does not look comfortable at all like that.
No, I think I tried to even take a nap on it once.
I feel like you're, like, you like dudes in prison.
Ugh, well, you're absolutely right, Brendan. You're absolutely right.
You like talking through a fucking glass.
I should get into that because I've been seeing some of these. I don't know where they're popping up. Maybe Instagram or whatever, but they're on like dating apps. So they're videoing themselves doing. They're like, hey.
What are the dating apps look like?
My name's
now?
Thomas. Well, it's like it's the prison is the background. Like they're not faking anybody out. Like they'll just be in the. I've seen some where like guys like walk by in the background.
Yo, you making a fucking thing for your dating app, man? Yo, fuck this dude. You gotta fuck this dude. And ladies, while you're at it, why don't you hit up my number?
Yo, fuck Bumble.
Cell block 340. What up?
But they're just like, hey, what's up? My name's Ramon. I'm an entrepreneur. Some people might
say. An entrepreneur? Yeah, that's hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I distribute and cocaine, which is quite the entrepreneurial endeavor.
And I solve problems. I work with my hands.
I'm looking for some skank that can come to my what is that called?
I don't know.
The visits?
Conjugal visits.
Conjugal visits. Okay. I'm looking for some
unsupervised freehold
skank
yes.
to blow me and give me an above the jeans hand job.
And I'm like, super thanks, super thanks.
Is that what it is? Like, super thanks?
I don't know. Probably.
So, but is
I'm
this
like
on
baiting on them like cattle. That sounds wrong.
Oh, brother. Is this on Tinder and Bumble, or is this like an app like
I don't know. I feel like it might be an app all its own. But I also saw a marriage in, it looked like he was in a cell.
Whoa.
And she was out, but it seemed like a courthouse. You know how some courthouses have jails attached to them?
What, like a fucking... Okay, so what is this? Meet an inmate?
Yep, that's what I want. Look
is that what
you, is.
You're on?
They really, like, that's like such a beautiful woman.
I mean...
They're really glamorizing this. Look yeah. at them. There they are.
Roger, age 59, from Virginia.
If you guys think I'm not looking this up later, you're crazy.
That guy looks like Drake.
That's what I'm talking about. They're sexy as hell. Prison Bay? We all remember Prison
Honestly,
Bay. He's a superstar yeah. celebrity now.
Honestly, I think what would be really fascinating thing that you could do
what?
Is find out where two prisoners or two or three prisoners are that are all staying in the same prison
mm-hmm.
and do this for all three of them.
Game show.
And just fucking, not even, just, oh, no. just say what's up. Say you'll wait for them. And then just see what happens. You
Do
know what I mean?
They fight each other.
Yeah, they might fight
you're
each other.
Sick. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
You're trying to.
I mean, you know, they'll give them something to.
You think I could be the catalyst for a fight between fugitives?
Yeah, they're like all staring at a picture of you.
That'd be a nice ego boost.
Yeah.
I come yeah, hand out a couple copies of my Hustler.
This is my chick, Karen. I sent her my striped shirt today. I think she's wearing it on a podcast.
Listen, the my favorite, one of my favorite follows is like Pits and Paroles or something. It's like the prison guys who train. Cool. They train rescue dogs and the, while they're in jail, and then they have to give them away. It's kind of like it's
that sucks.
It's such a bittersweet thing.
I really feel like I could do well in jail. I honestly, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, you're really likable.
I'm likable.
You're kind of sexy, though. You're youthful. You've got a cherub thing that I think is going to get you butt raped.
Oh, that's fine. I'm legitimately okay with that.
Oh.
Yeah, because if I'm okay with it, then maybe they'll let me butt rape them. I don't think I'll be anyone's bitch. It's just like...
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't
You're
know.
You're like, no.
No, I think it'd be one of those, like... I would have You've maybe got- a guy that like blows me or like I blow a guy and everybody knows. And I know everyone's going, yo, pause.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows.
But you guys
saying
are getting
some sus shit. Everyone knows.
You guys are getting all the snacks. You're like crushing.
It has nothing to do with snacks. Oh. I mean, it's like, yeah, there's no, it's just
commissary.
Everyone knows that it's very well known in that world that you got to do what you got to do while you're inside and you're not gay.
What's the end game, I guess, is my question, though. What are you doing that for? What's the reason to do
to come.
That? Oh.
What do you mean?
What's like, the end you game? Say, like, when you say you have to, what's the ends to that means? Like, you're sucking his dick for a position in a gang or
no.
for certain rights?
So I people, don't think you know much about prison. Which is fine. I don't know why I know anything. I've been watching a lot of hood videos. Like, I've been watching a lot of, like, hood tour videos. Have you ever watched that? There are these guys that are, like... There's this one guy. He's this, like, white dude from, like, Virginia or something. Mm-hmm. Look up hood tours. Yeah. He's like... Oh, no, he's from Vermont. He's this white dude from Vermont. He goes to these fucking projects, and he's like, hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
No.
And they're like, what's up, man? Yeah, this is... This is D-Block. This is where Vaughn got shot. Mm-hmm, you know, stuff like that. And he's like, gee willikers, you guys.
Hey, what time's curfew around these parts?
Yeah. I got to get home and watch Seventh Heaven.
Hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but there's a needle in your arm.
Hey, buddy. What's that under your nose? Hey, man. Hey, white man. Try it.
I think I do know about prison culture. I think it's like kill or be killed. My question is like, you're just going to dive on a dick. So everybody thinks you're gay. So you're taken. So you don't get butt raped
Nobody
by
thinks
everyone.
You're gay.
Or not gay, but like taken. Or
not taken.
Buddied up.
No one thinks you're taken. No one thinks you're buddied up. Emphasis on butt. We'll be right back.
Commercial break.
And
pause.
And nobody thinks you're gay. It's just sometimes a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
I don't want to come. Can I be honest?
And it is what it is. You get out, no one calls you gay. It's when you're out and you're sucking dick is when everybody's like,
I know, but like,
calls you a fanook and stuff.
I'm just worried about like prison genitalia. Like, if you give me like a beautiful vagina, I'm like, okay, I could have a threesome. But, like, I don't know if I'm trying to eat like prison pussy. Like,
well,
I just don't think it's going to be the same caliber.
No, prison pussy is like eating old milk. But if you were in, say you went to jail.
No.
Right? For not paying your taxes on your OnlyFans.
I do pay my taxes. I have an accountant.
No fucking way. does the accountant work for cheap if he's like, can you slip me some photos?
No, he's expensive.
What if you were like, would you work for cheap if I slipped you
some
photos?
He has a family.
So?
I don't do that. Okay. I don't solicit.
Okay.
It's a supply and demand
you
type thing.
You slut-tiss it.
Got her.
Yes. So say you went to jail.
Brendan, I'm going to fucking punch you. I'm crying. Go ahead.
Say you went to jail.
Yep.
And you were away for whatever, let's say 2-3 years.
Okay.
Do you think in that time you would
get out early for good behavior? Absolutely. I'm out in one.
Sure. You're not even spending a week there. I mean, there's literally, I don't think, maybe if you murdered somebody, but I think with your money and whiteness, and I think you're doing like a week tops.
To make it an argument.
Let's make it an argument.
I could be so submissive because I think you're right. I'd be fucking terrified.
Let's say you said something a little like weird to the judge.
Sassy,
like
or
you were sassy to the judge. And then the judge goes, like, do you ever see that video of the girl who's in front of the judge? And she's like, he says something to her and she's like, fuck you. Like, she like tries to hide it. And he's like, well, I just saw that. So you're getting 2 years, you fucking idiot. But yeah, say that. Say you do that. And the judge goes, walk back here. Walk back here.
Right.
And you're like,
you're
what?
You're not in the nice, cushy prison anymore. We're sending you to the fucking.
Yeah. And then you say to him, like, you go, what if I like showed you some of my pictures?
Of my picture.
What if I showed you some of my pictures?
I like permission to approach the bench.
The bailiff is like, hear her out. Hear her out, judge.
What if I showed you some of my pictures?
Okay, so yeah, you get 2-3 years.
No, Mom, we're in prison already, and I'm talking about maybe I'm mouthing off in prison. Hopefully I wouldn't. Maybe I'd be funny enough to make friends. With, like,
you'd be fine.
I'd be able to pick out the alphas. No, dude, they're fucking going to finger bang me, and no. I'm like really prone to UTIs, and like they probably don't have clean hands, and I just like don't want to get finger banged all the time.
You got to start watching some 60 Days In or something.
Start
watching some real documentaries about these fucking places.
All these women are in love with each other. You don't think they're like making each other
a little bit, but there's, you know, there's women that are just there
just
and everyone's like, yeah, she's cool.
I just don't feel like getting penetrated.
I think that's fine. But yeah, like, I think if I was in jail and some guy was like, I'll blow you while you're here, and everyone's like, it's not gay, and I'm like, okay, shave the beard. But,
you've circled back
we'll
to
talk.
This point a couple times.
Well, because, yeah. You know, I think it's more interesting if I'm getting fucked. But it's totally not gay, and they even say that in The Sopranos.
Who says it?
I think Tony Soprano says it.
Yeah, while he's
it.
Getting
he's
his
like,
dick
everybody
sucked by
knows. Well, everybody knows whatever happens in there, it's not fucking gay.
That was really good.
Thank you. That's my impression.
But
hey, if give me a free hand, if you see her, penetrate her.
No!
for her pictures.
It's creepy because he's dead.
Yeah. Do you ever think about this? Speaking of death, you ever think about there are celebrities that we know are dead that are just fucking disgusting looking right now? Like, I picture like James Gandolfini or like Mac Miller skeletons. They're skeletons right now. They're skeletons with maybe a little bit of hair or something. It's fucking,
I never think about stuff like that.
Really?
Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
I think about their spirits going into like a million different pieces and their creativity sprinkling down on other artists.
Oh yeah, are you a Scientologist?
No.
Oh. That's confusing.
That's
them.
Not a Scientologist.
Yeah.
You can just slap a fucking ideal.
It
no,
yeah.
It isn't.
You're like, and then all their spirits become Nephites.
I don't know what that is.
That's Mormonism.
Boo.
Boo. But yeah, I think about stuff like that. I also think about, like, you ever think about what day you're going to die on?
No.
That's crazy. It's the most important day of your life.
No, it isn't. It's the least important day of your life.
How do you figure?
Because your life's over.
But I guess the most important day of it is when it's over. Why? Right? When it's permanently over, it's like the most important.
No.
Right?
The most important day is today or tomorrow. Or like when
That on an Instagram. Slap that on an Instagram caption.
Oh, man. It's fun talking to someone with depression.
It really is. I just think about it. I'm like, should I get like, what, like, if I died on a Tuesday, like, should I don't know, appreciate Tuesdays more? Every Tuesday I get, I should appreciate
it more. Like that. That's a good idea. That's fun.
Yeah.
Pick a day.
Wednesday.
Nice. Hump day right in the middle. That's your day.
Yeah. And I die by getting a fucking camel. Fucks me.
Or gangbanged in prison at your own will.
No one's gangbanged.
By your own invite.
I don't think anyone...
It says above your stall or your cell, I'm not gay. Come on in.
Yeah. I like that.
And you're just lubed to high heaven.
Come on in. Vaseline.
That is interesting to me. I think about, you know, end of life stuff, like as far as my parents are concerned and just wanting them to be comfortable and stuff like that.
Are they comfortable now?
Yeah.
What do your parents do?
My dad still works. He's a bartender on a ferry. My mom's retired special ed teacher.
Your dad's a bartender on a ferry?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. He has a pretty cool job.
That feels like just a bunch of words somebody put together. Yeah, my dad is a bartender on a ferry. And my mom is a mortician at Six Flags.
Why Six Flags? Why are we burying people at Six Flags?
I want to go to Six Flags. I haven't been there in a fucking minute.
What's your favorite part about an amusement park? The rides or the festivities, the games, the food?
Damn.
The people?
That's a good question.
The outfits? Really,
It depends on the amusement park. Because Disney World, I would say, like, the rides.
Rides.
Just the whole fucking experience. Yeah. Have you been to Disney World?
Of course I have. Probably 3 times.
Have you been in your adult?
I went when I was 23. It was the last time I went to Disney World.
Let's go to fucking Disney World. Let's do a Patreon thing where you take me to Disney World. and then we'll do another Patreon thing where you take me to the Super Bowl. And then we'll do another Patreon thing where you blow me.
These are just make-a-wish things. Every Wednesday, I get a new gift.
Hump day. Until I'm dead.
Until I die. Look at the sailboat. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I don't see shit out of my apartment.
That's kind of calming, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I like, you know, yeah. Do you ever just fucking stand at the window and just flick your fucking bean?
Absolutely. I flick my bean all afternoon in my bedroom, leave the shades wide open.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, literally walking up and seeing, like, just this river. What river is that?
Hudson. That's Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm an earth sign, so I thrive when I'm near water.
Now, how did you figure that out about yourself?
That I'm an earth sign?
Yeah.
Or that I thrive when I'm near water?
All of that.
I mean, even when I didn't live like near a beach or a body of water, I used to travel like 3 hours total, like going to like the Rockaways.
Going to the Rockaways. Jesus, cough already, for Christ's sake. And even when I wasn't working at the... God, you know, you fucking heard that shit. You heard it coming.
Thanks for being my friend and letting me be vulnerable in that moment.
No, I don't think anyone's tuning in for what sign is Karen. Ooh. What are you watching, babe? I'm watching Only Feehans. Yeah, so my sign is... Hey, can you do... Babe! Karen's talking about her sign right now!
Are you watching Down for Love?
No, but I did see that, and...
You were mad you didn't get a part? Who beat you out?
He's not down enough.
Let's hear your New Zealand accent.
He's sad and autistic.
Can you do an Australian accent?
An Australian accent?
Or New Zealand, like one of the down unders.
Yeah, down under. Hey, Carol. Hey,
let's
what's
say like
up?
Love and romantic and love.
Romance, and we're also autistic. Yeah, yeah.
No,
we're
they have Down syndrome.
Oh, no. Sorry. We got Down syndrome.
I didn't watch every single episode of Love on the Spectrum, but I did watch a fair amount. And so far, to me, these people with Down syndrome seem to have an easier time connecting with each other. And they seem to be more like risk takers. They're
in
ready
what way?
To jump. They're ready to jump into a relationship really quickly.
Well, then I have Down syndrome because I do that almost every single time.
Yeah,
just
you
jump
fall?
Into a fucking relationship. Yeah, I fall hard.
Fall so hard.
I fall down under. Down syndrome under.
I love bomb sometimes.
You love bomb?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Like hey, like texting every day and then
No. Just like when I see them. I'm not like
what do you do?
Text all day. Who fucking texts all day? I'm fucking lifting weights. I'm like deadlifting 150 pounds. I'm not texting.
Okay. So when you see these people that nobody texts Karen, I guess.
Don't text me. Unless
you don't like texting?
It's something important. I don't like any fluff texts. Hey, I don't like a wave.
Hey,
I don't like a hi.
Hey, babe. What about
I
that?
I guess when you're like with somebody and that's your boyfriend, it's a little bit different. Like that like lunchtime check-in is like cute or whatever, but.
Yeah. Hey, you haven't talked to me all day. What are you doing?
I'd be like, I don't know. You fucking came at me this morning, bro. Why don't you back up? Why don't you let your fucking cum leak out of me before you text me all day, all the time?
Smiley face.
You're like my mom says hi.
Yeah. Are you available Sunday to go to my dad's birthday? Oh, don't text me, you fucking beta cuck. Yeah. No. Is Karen going?
What was I saying?
No,
I was making
no.
A point.
I was texting her and she called me gay. So I think that's it. Sorry, I get in my own little fucking world. We're gonna cut that.
No, we're not.
We're gonna cut that.
We'll never cut anything here on the OnlyFans podcast.
Jews.
Hey. Leaving it.
So you don't like texting?
Oh.
I love bombing. So what is that? What does that look like? Show me.
Like, well, I do think it's kind of like rare that I connect with people, although it's been happening here and there as of late. But
what
like,
do you mean, like? You don't connect with somebody? Like,
well, like, I don't drink, right? So I'm not really, like, out here in these streets, like, dating, like, meeting guys every
it's
night.
It's hard when you don't drink.
Yeah. So, like, for me to, like, hook up with somebody, it's like I must be very physically attracted to them and probably hit it off on, like, message or whatever, or in person.
On message, you say.
Well, whatever. You know what
and
I'm
what
talking.
Is the type of speaking
you know,
on
typography,
message?
Typography. Well, are we comparing notes?
Your Honor! She said she didn't like texting.
You're a fucking asshole, Brendan.
But what is it that you use it's on messaging?
Like the first night I hook up with a guy, I'll be like, oh my God, we're in love. Like we have this chemistry. It's so
right.
wild, so crazy. Like
right.
what does your dad look like? Like we're
right.
gonna have a baby. And then I'll like make them come at me and I'll put my legs in the air. I'll be like, ah, baby, we're gonna make a baby.
Oh God. I'd be like, go stand over there. Go stand and crouch over there.
You would SIDS me.
Yeah, I'd go stand in the hallway.
You'd shake it out of me.
Yeah, like change. Mm-hmm. I'd bully it out of you like a bully looking for change, just going, where is it? Okay, so okay.
Like nobody can fall in love in one night. Why are you
laughing? I'm trying
just,
to ask
did
the
Brendan
question.
Just short
like,
circuit. Yeah.
What else is?
You just drank that so fast.
No, I would love another one, but
I have another one.
Oh, if only there was someone doing nothing.
There's one in my fridge. There's one in my fridge if you want to get it. But you don't have to. But you don't have to. Nicole.
Now let's fuck with the microphones so she won't
also,
be able to
sorry
tell.
Sorry about the state of my fridge. Who knows what's in there?
Okay, but
what's
I,
in your
I
fridge?
Don't think I... A lot of leftovers, a lot of seltzers. You know, again, I live with a lady, so it's
nice.
Pretty nice. Yeah.
Nice, Nicole. Nice.
Jesus Christ. I think I burped when you did that, too.
You also, like, could have just caught that. Like, that was a good throw.
It wasn't a bad throw, but, you know, I think
you had to act like she was going to hurt you.
My life was a...
Give me that. Why would you do that with your teeth?
I know, I'm fucking nuts. But
how come you get to have a lovely, healthy relationship and I'm alone? I don't open cans with my teeth.
I don't know. I don't know. I think there's pros and cons to everything, you know. Like cons, having to remember an anniversary is pretty annoying.
I really like being able to do whatever I want to do without consulting anyone at any given moment.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I love that.
You don't have that. You're in a relationship. You have to be considerate.
I know. And when I'm not considerate, I really get put into the doghouse.
What happens in the doghouse?
The doghouse is her telling me what I did wrong.
Yeah.
Me going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. Right. I'll do better next time.
Right.
And I love you.
Tell more of this. I'm going to put it
out. And then she goes, that's not good enough, what you just said.
Yeah.
Because you're always women do this thing where they go, you're always apologizing. What am I, Kanye? didn't he say that in a song? Apologizing. I'm fucking, you know,
I'm gonna count that. She goes, this episode is one of our black ass episodes.
That's pretty cool.
Number 5.
All at once, if you know what I'm saying.
Out of one.
Four were all at once.
Hey, they got it. You piglet.
I don't like when they go, "Oh, you always apologize." And I'm like, well, every time I fuck up, I'm going to apologize. Do you not want me to apologize?
But is it the same mistake you keep making?
No. Well, it could be all under the umbrella of the same mistake, which is
not being thoughtful.
And
how can you improve
slipping
that?
Slipping up on.
Do you ever wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what if I was a thoughtful boyfriend today?
I think I am pretty thoughtful, but
what's your definition?
You need to take
of thoughtful
consideration that I'm also like a crazy person, and
we're,
you know,
all a crazy person.
I know
you're very crazy,
and I would take that into consideration.
I'm
if
very
I fucking
crazy.
Yeah, I would take that into consideration. You have to take it into consideration. Oh, this person is crazy. Also, with the writer strike.
Shut up, Brendan.
You know, the writer strike.
No, of course people have like
the writer strike. Sorry. But it's just funny to blame the writer. But babe, you know, with everything with the writer's strike, she's like, you're not even in SAG. I go, you know, that's true. Look, that is true.
Listen.
I just feel bad for those poor writers. What are they going to write?
I mean, we laugh and laugh, but like, once if your job was threatening to be obsolete, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I feel bad for them, and I support the strike.
I don't,
because
they're
stuff.
All pretentious, you know, and they act like they're better than us.
Fucking Bob Iger. They all do that. Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Fucking. Here's my. This is my.
Look at his yacht.
That guy is like a fucking $200 fucking sweater, dude. And like, we don't even like get like benefits.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And I guess it's just kind of like, well, like maybe like you should have been like a CEO.
Yeah. Maybe you should have aimed a little bit higher than being the writer for Friends.
I mean, that's a pretty iconic show.
Yeah.
That's like
I should have really thought.
Yeah. That was a bad example.
Yeah.
You might as well have just said Larry David. Like
being the writer for Drew Carey's show.
Still a great show. You're just listing pretty good shows that were like probably, I don't know what those shows that still air. Do the writers get residuals too?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I think so.
You leaned into the mic anyway, even though you didn't know.
I really do think so that they do get that though. So
you
we're just
don't
gonna
know.
We're gonna put it under.
You have
I
no
think
idea.
So. I have no idea. I don't work in the... last time I wrote for anything, they called me a consultant, and then they told me to tone it down.
Yeah, I was a copywriter at Paramount, and I kept trying to write my own shows and sketch shows and stuff, and they were like, stop pitching all these ideas.
Yeah.
You're annoying. We hate you. Just keep watching YouTube videos at your desk. I was like, will do.
Yeah, me too, pretty much. Pretty much the exact same story, you guys, is me.
Although one of the promos I wrote for the show, Heather, like, won awards. Heather's.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you win a bunch of awards?
The team did.
Were you there for that party or anything?
No.
So you didn't win anything?
No, there's a plaque. I mean,
you haven't won a thing in your life.
Well, that's totally untrue.
What sports did you play when you were younger?
Soccer and softball, a little tennis.
Fucker
when I was like
and softball. Fucker and softball while I fucked on a Philly string. Sorry, I'm on fucking PCP.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm having fun. You're actually the first person I've talked to pretty much all day.
That's clear. I also drove to ballet in between soccer, like
you
after soccer games. So my dad drove me into Boston, like after soccer games on Saturdays. I would play. God. I played center half.
You just love saying fucking S words, don't you? He drove me to softball on Saturdays.
I love alliteration. I really have a deep appreciation for it. An adoration, if you will.
Cool.
I just did it again. I did 3 A's. Play it back.
Play it back.
Play the tape.
So you did soccer.
Center half.
What was your really favorite good out of the three? Soccer, softball, or what was the other one you said? Oh, ballet.
Well, ballet is not a sport.
Okay.
I got yelled at in ballet because I had shin guard marks on my legs, and I would have like green grass stains on my knees and stuff. I get in big trouble.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't want you like hurting yourself playing soccer if you were going to be like in the Boston Ballet.
How old were you when you were in the ballet?
Like, I started going into Boston when I was like 10. But I had been taking like at like a private school for like 3 years probably before that.
And why did you get out of ballet? Like, what was it that?
Because they sit you down when you hit puberty and they tell you like whether or not you're going to be like a ballerina.
You're getting, that ass is getting too fat. You got to fucking...
For you, they probably would have said that. That's what they would... For me, it was that my extension, my legs didn't go
high
enough.
They went, hey, you're just a cunt.
I was actually really well-liked.
It has nothing to do. Everyone here hates you and your attitude. So hit the bricks, fucking grass stains. Hit the bricks, shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Go be a cunt on a infield. With the ghosts.
I know, but at that point when I quit ballet, I was like 15. So I was like, I had quit sports for it. It was weird. It was really transitional.
Oh, damn. Okay. You quit all the sports in general?
Well, yeah, because I started doing ballet five nights a week.
And then when you stopped doing that, what did your...
What did I become? What did I have left?
What did you... Yeah, what... Seriously, what did your life look like after that?
I was the captain of my speech and debate team. I was ranked...
Speech and debate?
Yeah, I was ranked fifth in the country when I was a senior.
Whoa. Fifth in the country of speech and debate.
Well, we used to do this... it was more like acting with competition.
Really?
Yeah, they would call it dramatic interpretation, humorous interpretation, or duo interpretation. And you'd memorize a monologue, or you'd have a partner and they would like do characters.
You'd memorize a monologue?
Yeah. The one I won, I got fifth. And they like, it was like maybe like 200 people that all show up to these like college campuses to compete. And then you go around and there's all these judges and they like judge you. And then it's like semifinals. And they like write your number on these big white pieces of paper and they throw them off the roof. And all the kids are like down there like waiting to like see their numbers.
Whoa.
And then like mine was one of the last six. And it was so fucking rad.
Whoa. Yeah. But like what monologues are these? Like what
do
you...
So mine, the one that I did, I took the screenplay from For the Boys by Marshall Brickman, which is a Bette Midler movie. And I played her like when she was younger and then when she was older too.
Really? All in one monologue?
Yeah.
Can you do it for us?
No, dude. So long ago.
You don't remember any of it?
No. No.
Wow. All right. Well,
there was
sucks.
One moment I remember that she, like the old lady was like smoking and I like froze on it. And then I would be like, I don't know. It was just like, I did these cool things.
Oh, but choices. Like,
they were gay. Yeah, but it's like overly presentational, you know what I mean? It's you're not really like, it's not like a Meisner acting connection scene. It's like a demo of a scene.
I really still don't get it, and maybe that's because I'm a moron, but I really still don't understand what you're talking about at all. And I would need to have some sort of...
I'm not doing my monologue.
Just, I need something. What is it? Like the...
You know what a monologue is.
I know what a monologue is, of course. I'm in the Writer's Guild. Hee-ho, we don't go.
No, can you see Brendan and like two other comics who look just like him? Like, we represent
Me and Bruce Gray and Fortune Femster.
We represent
the SAG Actors Guild.
It's like
the Screenwriters Alliance Guild.
Honestly. Hey, do you have any plugs?
Do you have any plugs?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Connecticut September 7th. Please buy tickets to the show. New York Comedy Club, Stamford location. Nice. Fuck me. I can't sell tickets. Can you help me?
I can't sell tickets
either. Come on, Brendan.
We're just two nothings recording a nothing, just wasting our time until we die.
Stop
it. That's all this fucking is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Every life... Every day is a joy.
Yeah, for you.
It's a gift. Every day is a gift.
Yeah.
Make it a gift.
Yeah, a gift from fucking 10,000 guys that want to see your pussy on OnlyFans. Yeah, that's the gift. I don't get gifts like that. I have one guy that wants to send me seafood.
Show him your pussy. What do you got? Seafood?
One guy hit me up and he was like...
You want some king crab legs?
Yeah. He was like, dude, I'm a lobster guy in Maine. He's and okay, well, look, listen to this. He sent that to me and I was like, wow. Mm. You know, I might not have anything fancy and my life might be not going in the way that I think it's supposed to go, but at least I got this guy. Cut two. He sent that exact thing to everybody. Even the part where he said big fan.
I was joking. I don't know him.
He sent it to Lev Fur and I was like,
well, no, he just knows his demo.
Yeah. Fat guys in black shirts who lean on mic stands like a fucking asshole.
Oh man, you guys are both such positive guys.
I am a positive guy. It depends on the day that you catch me.
I'll catch you. You're a big bycatch. You know what bycatch is? Watch Seaspiracy. These commercial fisher
plates. Is this the monologue? What's a bycatch?
Like commercial fishing vessels, they'll catch a bunch of fucking dolphins and like pilot whales and stuff, and they're supposed to like throw them back, but they just like kill them or let them all die.
Oh god.
And it's like illegal, but the officials that go to check it out, they keep winding up dead. But there's a documentary called Seaspiracy that's pretty good.
So go out and see Karen Feehan, everybody. Go see what she's all about.
If you
want to
talk about aqualife and whales and, I mean, why these Nordic countries keep doing these big slaughter festivals, we don't need the blubber anymore.
Your
whole community is surviving off whale, I think maybe diversify the menu a little, no?
Yeah, but can't they say that about us? They're going, if your whole life is depending on cows and chickens, then...
Eat like a part of a cow like every few weeks. I'm not crushing burgers every night. I split it up around the farm. I have lamb, I have pig, I have chicken.
Yeah, cow. I mean, the cow community has a name for me. That's how much I eat cows.
What is it?
Oh, La Blanca Flame. I think that's Eastbound and Down, but La Blanca.
I'm also going to be at the Comedy Bar in Chicago September 22nd and 23rd. That'll be a fun weekend. Buy tickets to those shows. I'll probably hook up with a fan. So,
That's great.
It could be you.
And I'll also do it. And since my act is a prison, it won't be gay. When does this come out? Can I plug?
When do you come out, Brendan? For real.
I think I did. I think I've come out three times in this
Friday.
Podcast.
Friday. Yep.
All right. Well, if you're in Chicopee, Massachusetts, I'm at the Loft Comedy Club
Hell
tonight.
Yeah.
Please come out one show. Get your tickets now. BrendanSagalow.com.
I'm a special guest. I'll see you there.
Sure. And she's going to blow on you. I'll make her do it. And September 16th, I'm doing a live podcast.
Ooh. Which one? The one with you and
Here's
the
scenario, boys.
And Kanaan.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then I'm in Seattle on the 28th. And that's everything I want
to
plug.
Are you not coming to Skankfest?
Oh, I'm coming to Skankfest.
Are you coming to Skankfest?
I'm coming to Skankfest the next. I'm flying from Seattle to Las Vegas.
Nice, nice. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Do you like to gamble?
I will.
You're going to gamble when you go to...
If the situation is presented to me and I feel comfortable and excited about it, yeah. But if I'm uneasy about a gambling situation, then no.
Sometimes you say things and I'm just like... it's just like... bunch of words together. You know,
doesn't that make sense to you though? Like, do you just jump into every game you see? No,
I don't gamble
ever.
Never.
You have a problem?
No, I just, yeah, the problem is I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't want to waste my money on that.
I got DraftKings so I could bet on these like last boxing matches and I lost everything.
Oh my
because
God.
It's only fun to bet on the underdog because the payouts are bigger. I'm not betting $60 to win 75. Like, I want to bet 60 to almost win 400, maybe, if some miracle happens.
Right.
It makes it more exciting, too.
Yeah. I bet if I bet on, like, the UFC games, it would be really nice and fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. So you're gonna get lucky while you're out at Skankfest?
I hope so.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm staying at the Wynn.
At the Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
You're not staying at the Golden Nugget? Look at me.
No. No. I'm not staying at the Golden Nugget again.
How dare you look away.
Enjoy.
While I'm talking to you. Stop. Look at me.
Brendan, I don't like these exercises you do with your therapist.
Tell me about it. You and me both. I fucking hate exercises.
No, I mean, I crushed a 7:45 stacked class this morning. I don't hate exercises. I hate connection exercises, like little games. Like, I
really?
Have to look at you. Why? What do you want?
Why? What do you need?
I need to wrap up this episode.
Oh, okay. You want to do a quick, since you fucking love crushing exercises.
Yeah, you want to plank a little challenge?
No, because you are a plank already. You planking is just laying on the ground. Anyway, this was a great episode of...
What did you want to do?
Only feet hands.
What did you want to do?
No, I just maybe like a mental connection exercise.
Okay,
you know?
I wanted to do it. Tell me what to connect with.
I don't know. Can you stare? Can you look at me? Oh my God. Yeah, that was like Ozzy Osbourne moving. Anytime you move or do anything, it looks like Ozzy Osbourne and Keeping Up with the Osbournes. Or whatever the fuck that was called.
You look like Gollum with long hair. Is that right. What you're saying I look like?
No.
Brutal.
You don't like my hair?
No, me.
Okay, so here's how to get closer with someone. closer exercises.
I can't read.
Six clever psychological things, I guess. We're not reading it. Nicole wants to go off on some sort of tangent here. How to get closer with someone activity. Get musical and make a playlist together. Okay. No. Okay. You want to do that?
What? I can't read it.
Okay, no. Play a game of 20 questions to get to know your partner better. Yeah, but give us like a... How would you... Okay. I don't like
I don't
that
like,
one. What What
like
is the best question
in,
you've
like
ever
it's
asked?
Like a game you can win.
Okay. What was your dream job? Look at me. Already off to a bad start. What was your dream job when you were a kid?
I don't know. Like, this seems pretty good. Oh. Like, what I'm doing now, like, I never dreamt it could be this good.
That's okay. But what was your dream job when you were a kid? When you were a little kid, what were you like? I want to do
what
that.
What would I answer? What would I say?
Yeah.
I would say I wanted to be like a lawyer. For a long time, I'd be like, I want to be a lawyer because I got in a lot of fights.
And you're arguments. Very good at debating. What was something you debated when you were on the debate team?
No, I was telling you that I participated in the acting competition. I did
acting.
Yeah, it was monologues. Remember?
Yeah, but that's not a debate thing though. But you said it was a debate thing.
It falls under the speech and debate umbrella. It's just the speech part of it.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's forensics.
Let's do another one.
Forensics is like the bigger umbrella. Like certain colleges, like the University of Texas was really big in forensics.
Okay.
Lots of colleges in the South, actually.
What? I don't know, man. I don't know what you're saying. We could play video games.
No.
You want to play Candy Crush?
No. How is that?
Cook dinner together to show off your cutlery skills. No, this is bullshit. Culinary, sorry.
There's no way to connect.
You ask me a question. Ask me something.
You acted like this exercise was something you do. Look at me.
No,
look
I don't at know. Me. I don't know. I don't know. It's not something I ever do. Me and my therapist, we don't have like exercises like that. We talk.
You just We're pile on your shit.
Yeah.
You just vomit complaints.
Dude, sometimes I see him go like this. Sometimes I see him like.
I bet. Just like, ugh.
Like this, like. And I'm like, oh,
asleep.
I know. And I'm just like, this whole session is me just talking to a fucking wall.
Do you feel better after?
No, I always hate it. It's a waste of money. But also, he's a human, so I think I can allow him to, you know,
but you're paying
yawn
him.
Every once in a while.
But you're paying him.
Yeah, but he's tired. He can go like that.
Well, he shouldn't be tired when he's talking to you. He should be riveted by your bullshit. I'm tired. That's because I'm your friend. But you're paying this guy.
I know. I am paying this guy.
If I was paying a therapist,
I think it might be a move.
I would want solutions. I would come in. I'd be like, hey, this is my problem. Fix it.
And they would go, there isn't a cure for that STD.
And I'm like, then why did you make me?
Sorry. So how do you end it? How do you end this show?
I mean, I'm probably going to, like, once you leave, I'm going to tell Nicole to end it like 10 minutes before this.
I totally get that, too.
But everyone follow Brendan on all the socials. He's great. Thanks for doing the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Throwing ass on the ground, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only she hands. It's only she hands.